from the Row Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios. It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Josh Morris is here. He is the state rep out of Turner, Maine. Your gal pal there, Jeff Timberlake, was here on Friday.
Oh, nice.
State senator from Turner, Maine.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he was great, too.
Excellent.
Was it Friday? Thursday. Thursday. He was
okay.
Here Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here on Thursday. He was here with Claude Barrabee and Dope Sacks. And it was a really fun exchange.
Oh,
really, really fun.
Always is with Jeff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, he's been around a long time, done a lot of things with his life.
Yep.
Plus, he's got that that family farm going back to 1803.
Yep.
You know, and got the heritage. And, you know, he gets it. And he's up early, too. He's a farmer. He's up early. He's up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Getting out on the tractor and spraying the trees and doing what he's got to do, you know. So he's a good soul. He's a good soul.
Absolutely,
no doubt.
He is. Yep.
Yeah, he's this is his last term. He's not running anymore.
Yes, coming into his last term. Yep.
Yeah, he said that. I mean, well, it's kind of like you.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if Jeff has an opponent, but it doesn't really matter, does it?
No. Yeah. That's a very safe district. I mean, his opponent has not been seen or heard from in this election.
So it's kind of like you. You don't actually have
I don't have an actual opponent.
But even if Jeff does, that's a district that Jeff Timberlake is going to win and win big.
Oh, so. He's going to win by, I think, close to, he'll be easily over 65, probably close to 70, if not over 70.
That's what I figure.
On election day. Yeah. So it's a...
Talk about what's going on. You know, we desperately need control of at least one of the houses, one of the branches of government, either the House or the Senate, to stymie Governor Mills. Because, my goodness, the things she's done for Maine has not worked.
Exactly.
And we need somebody to stop her. Right now, she has a sycophantic Democratic majority in the House and a sycophantic majority in the Democratic majority in the Senate.
Yeah.
Which means whatever she wants done can be done. Whatever she wants stopped is stopped.
Yeah.
So if we had control of one of the houses, and our members are actually act like Republicans, and that's a really key point.
Right.
We can stop some of this craziness. She's looking at a $12 billion budget in this next go-round.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. And right now there's a $1 billion deficit between what we're expected to get for revenue and what we have committed to, or not we, let's be very clear, what the Democrats have obligated us to spend.
Let's be clear. No Republicans voted for this budget.
Well, the last two budgets, they have rammed through with a partisan party line vote. They played the game of shutting down the legislature early to get their budget through. And they did it this time. It wasn't just the initial budget. They also did it with two subsequent supplemental budgets.
Right.
Were rammed through with partisan on party lines. So they own this. There is no two ways about it. They own this. They're the ones that have been spending the money. They're the ones that have created these big, large, unnecessary government programs. And you're right. We need Republicans to have control of something so we can have a say in how we are going to put an end to this insanity and try to make sure that priorities are that our priorities stay funded and priority and things that are not priorities that shouldn't be funded are cut. Because I can tell you there is no way in heck with a Republican control in the legislature that we're going to support a budget that allows taxpayer funding for abortions. We're not going to continue these ridiculous some of the ridiculous ideas of what she wants to do on climate change that really has not benefited the main people. We have seen it grow government and increase taxes. But I think what they will try to do is, even though one of the top issues that people are concerned about right now is rising property taxes, is they will take money away from the schools and away from local municipalities to fund their partisan games, to fund their special interest groups.
Vernon Dukes is joining the crowd. Good morning, Vernon Dukes.
Good morning, Ray Richardson.
Good to see you, my friend.
You too.
So, Josh. Let me ask you this question. Over the last 7 years, the United States of America has reduced its carbon footprint dramatically, mm-hmm. especially in comparison to the rest of the world. We know that China and India are using 74% of the coal usage in this world, in our world, and coal usage for over the last 4 years has been at an all-time high for usage. China and India are causing a good deal of the carbon emissions if you buy into all this stuff, and yeah. that carbon's bad and blah, blah, blah. But more specifically, the state of Maine is 85% undeveloped, and yeah. the undeveloped part is trees.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go anywhere. You can't throw a rock in any direction and not hit a tree.
Exactly.
You just can't do it.
Exactly.
I don't care how weak your arm is right. or mine. I can't even throw it across the street.
Right.
I can still hit a tree. There's no way Maine's not carbon neutral. There's right. just no way. It's
no.
not we don't have enough people. As we're constantly reminded, we don't have enough people here.
No.
So just what in the hell are these climate wackos doing in Maine? Because they're destroying things.
They are lining their friends' pockets in the solar and wind energy. That's
ding,
what
ding,
they're doing.
Ding, ding, ding.
That is
ding,
what
ding.
They're doing. They are lining the pockets of the solar and wind lobby
hey, D-
that
D-
are here.
What's it all about, Dee Dee?
I'd say it's all about the money. Money. Money.
It's always about the money.
I mean, like you say, how many trees have they cut down along the main turnpike to make room for solar panels?
Oh my gosh, right. It's so sad. Where I used to see fox and deer
yep.
and all kinds of wildlife.
Yep.
The deer and the antelope plate.
Right.
And, and more importantly, I mean, I know I'm not the brightest bulb in the box, but
yeah, you've demonstrated that here for the last what, 8 years?
Right. You know, I'm pretty sure they say that the world is greener than it's ever been. We have less poverty in the world than it has ever been. And they're yelling and screaming that, you know, the environment's going to collapse and all hell's going to break loose.
No, like I said, it's their way of forcing people to have, they want the solar panels and so forth. And it isn't about alternative energy. It
no.
is about, it is, that is a scam. That is a scheme.
Yep.
What it's about is all these solar farms and stuff are going, that money's being sent out of state.
Exactly.
To these big corporations that have put these in.
Yep.
And, you know, here's the other thing about it too. Continuing on this theme of the budget and so forth and what's upcoming. Beginning in January, I said it here, but it's worth saying again. Beginning in January, the state of Maine is going to start taking money out of people's paychecks to fund the new paid family medical leave for the paid family medical leave tax.
Oh, yeah.
A new tax on your payroll that's going to be taken out of your check every single week. That's going to be split between employers and employees. And make no mistake about it. Number one, you can't draw on it until 26 at the earliest. They've got to have enough money in the fund before you can draw on it. But I predict if the Democratic Democrats in the legislature are sitting there and they see that there is money available in that account,
yep,
and they have other things that they need to use to cover the debt with, to cover the short with.
Yep.
They will use that money to cover their other losses.
Yep.
That is one of the places that they will look to take money. And the other part of this is that beginning in 2028, a third-party administrator that is being contracted with the state to run this program will be able to raise that tax without any legislative oversight, without any legislative approval, to fund fund the program as they see fit. And so you have a situation where you could next year have the Democrats in the legislature stealing money from this new fund to cover other priorities that they've, well, not priorities, but other special interest groups they've already agreed to pay off, like Planned Parenthood, because Planned Parenthood says they're losing money. And don't think with all the money they're spending buying Democrats in the legislature right now that they're not going to make sure that they're taken care of. And then in the future, to cover the losses from this, they're going to raise taxes even further on people.
So let me ask you this question. I know that the gas tax used to be on automatic pilot, that it was indexed to inflation. So that was a little different scenario. But giving a non-elected entity the ability to raise taxes without specific legislative approval has to be unconstitutional.
It is in my mind. It was one of the things that I raised as an objection when I opposed the bill and voted against it earlier, is that our Constitution says that the legislature has sole authority over taxation and they cannot surrender it.
So I guess why would anyone, I don't care who you are, I don't care how crazy a progressive you are, I don't care if your brain has fallen out on the sidewalk, been stomped on and then put back in, why would anyone want to give the authority to an unelected body of people to tax us?
Because then they can disown.
Well, I know why. I know why. But why? I'm talking about the voters. I get it. Politicians are, you know.
Yeah, why are they even passing it off to the courts?
With no offense to you personally, but as you know, elected people I don't like. I don't like them because of this right here.
Yeah.
This is so antithetical to America that we would allow an unelected group of people to raise taxes on our citizens and then treat that as some normal process. I mean, they ought to be dragged out of the state house. They ought to be. They ought to be just thrown. You know, remember when they beat the hell out of common sense and kicked it out of the Capitol? I was there that day. It was awful. Common sense was bloody and battered and bruised. I mean, somebody offered to take common sense to the hospital, and common sense was like, no, just get me out of here. Get me out of here, please.
Right.
Well, some of these people ought to be thrown out like they threw. I don't think they should be beaten, but.
Right.
Well, maybe I do, but I won't say that.
They need to be.
But they need to be thrown out of the Capitol for this.
Yeah.
This is, and the fact that Janet went along with this, she's a lawyer, for God's sakes. She was the Attorney General of the state of Maine for either 12 or 14 years. Do you remember how long it was? Was it 14?
I think it was ultimately, I think.
She had two separate go-rounds.
Right. I think it was actually 8 years total.
No. She was longer than that.
I think she was first elected in 08, and then when we took the majority in 2010, she obviously had the
lead. She missed 2 years, right.
And then she came back in 12 and then got elected governor in 18. So that's a total of only 8 years. But she was also, prior to that, she was the district attorney.
Right.
So she's been.
And she was a legislator
for
8 years.
Right, she was a legislator. I mean, she is a career lawyer, so.
We gotta look that up. Can you look up the tenure of Janet Mills as Attorney General of the State of Maine?
There wasn't there a law in there saying that they weren't allowed to raise it more than 1%?
It starts at the max is 1%.
So they're not supposed to go over 1%, right?
Well, no, what the law says is beginning in 2028.
Oh, they changed the law?
No, that's what the law said from the beginning. In 2028, based upon the utilization, you know, what the experience is with utilization and so forth, if they have to adjust the amount, the taxed amount, that this entity has the authority to do that. So if they have to make it higher, they have the authority to do that. based on the utilization? Because this is the other problem.
Because this is what they were pushing, that, you know, it's not going to be taxed more than 1%.
Well, let me just say, they're liars.
I know.
They're liars.
It's obvious.
So the other thing to remember is that they did not do, like, when you usually, typically, when you get insurance priced out, they do an actuarial study to kind of get an idea of what. They did not do that with this.
Of course they did.
There was zero actuarial study on this about what this might cost. We have no idea how much it's going to cost.
Do we even have a set number yet?
What?
Of what they're going to be taxing us?
Right now, it's going to start at right around that 1%.
Oh, so they went right to the max then.
Well, I think that's about where it's starting. Is like,
yeah, it's starting at 1%. It's half a percent for the employee and half a percent for the for the employer.
And every employee has to pay into it.
Right.
Yeah. So if you have less than 15 employees, the employer doesn't have to pay their share.
Right.
But they still have to get the money for the employee.
Right.
And
Do they get paid for collecting that tax?
No. Yeah, and then the other part of it is they still have to cover it if one of their employees has a qualifying event under this. And that qualifying event is anytime you have to take care of someone with whom you have a familial relationship with.
And familial is not defined at
all. It's not well defined. It's you have a close relationship with them that is like family.
I'm loving it.
Right, that's nice. Yep.
So I just showed the guys Trump with the golden arches as the M in his name. Trump Vance. I'm loving it. 2024. The man was doing the fry later. I love that.
So this is, you know, obviously it's important to me, being that, you know, I'm a business owner now.
How many employees do you have?
We're under 15.
Okay. You'll make sure you stay under
15, which could hurt me in the long
run. Think about that. How terrible is that?
That is terrible.
How terrible is that? They tax you to a point where you are purposely going to not hire. That's crazy.
Yep. Right.
But imagine how many businesses would do that?
What kind of a body that says it cares about the people of Maine would create a law that discourages an employer from growing employees?
Because here's the thing. When you raise that point to them, they think you're making it up. They think you're lying.
Well,
they don't understand how business works. They don't understand what the challenges that business owners face.
Well, then,
because most of them have never run a business.
Why are we putting these nincompoops? I could use a different word. Nincompoop seems appropriate at the moment.
Yeah.
Bastardization of a human sounds really good.
Yeah.
Fake, phony fraud, but nincompoop will work for the purpose of this. Why are we putting people like that who would purposely say to someone like Vernon Dukes, I am discouraging you from hiring more than 15 people so you don't have to pay the penalty under the law that I've imposed on you?
Yeah.
Ooh, Mr. Carter.
Go right ahead.
I would
say. Which one are you in this equation? Are you Washington or Horseshack?
Probably Horseshack. Probably because, one, we don't pay our legislatures enough to take the time off to go up there and work.
They just got a big raise.
So all they get are teachers because they can afford the time off. People who run their own business can't do that.
Well, and
no, that is it. We do not have enough business owners in Maine. People that and on the other side of the aisle, they're very few and far between.
And the other problem I see is that you have a very poorly run legislature.
Absolutely.
The fact that when you start at 10 o'clock, but you don't actually start until noon, to me is a big problem.
Yeah.
It's actually so disrespectful to the people. I brought this up the other day, and somebody's like, "Wait, you just can't stand them, can you?" And I said, well, no, I cannot stand them. That's true. But that is nothing to do with the fact that if Rachel Talbot Ross says tomorrow we're in session at 10 and they don't start session until 11:30 or 12, that's disrespectful to the fellow legislators and it's disrespectful to the people of Maine.
But more importantly, I'm paying you to be there.
Right.
I expect you to go to work at 10 o'clock just like I expect my employees to show up at 5 o'clock.
And the bottom line to
and
that
you're
is...
you're taking my money and going...
You know what the worst part of it is? And this is really the biggest crime of all. And it's a moral crime. It's not a legal crime. They seek this job.
Yeah.
And they use our taxpayer-funded dollars to gain the job so they can lie to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is we're talking about a $1 billion deficit. I can promise you the Maine Clean Election System will not be on the chopping block.
Oh, of course not. No, you're absolutely right. I've been talking about it for weeks here. because they don't pay benefits. One benefit starts in April. Another one starts in August. So it's either 16 or 20 months on benefits. So they're going to accumulate all this money. It's going to be sitting there. They're going to sweep that money to help pay for this gap they've got going.
Yep.
They'll take some money out of the budget stabilization fund, and then they'll sweep other accounts as they can do.
Yep, they can.
Because this is the scam they run on us.
I want to be clear. I do not call
These are scam artists.
Right,
Your colleagues are scam artists.
And
if you vote with them, by the way, you'll be a scam artist.
I've never voted with them on this crap anyway. Yeah, but yeah. I
just
will
so we're clear, just so in front of God and everybody in the audience, I am saying to you, if you vote with them on this stuff, you're a scam artist too. I'm saying it to your face.
Yes,
because they are scam artists.
It is a scam. And I want to be. I would say I would object to using the word sweeping because I think it's the real term for it is stealing. You're stealing from other people when they take money from the Bureau of Insurance, from the professional licensing. They are stealing from people who they are told are paying for the regulatory regime of their licenses. I, as a licensed realtor, I have to pay every 2 years for my license to apply for a license. Doctors have to do that. People who are licensed through the Bureau of Insurance, insurance companies, they all have to pay to register with this, and it's supposed to go to making sure that that for consumer protections and things like that. When they steal, they are stealing money from these people,
people, of course,
to fund other priorities or to fund things that are non-priorities to pay off their special interest cronies.
And they do it for one reason, because so far the main people have said, oh, dopey me, you're a legislator, you know better than I do, go back Democrats and make all the mischief and evil you can. Josh, you got 20 seconds to answer this. It's a simple question anyhow. Janet Mills has pumped hundreds of millions of dollars into public education. Not only that, the locals, the school boards like mine, have raised taxes dramatically on people. So we have an unprecedented amount of money in this public school system. Why is it we cannot adequately provide services to children with special needs and challenges?
Because it hasn't been a priority from the Maine legislature.
Yeah, exactly. We got to go.
At ABC Maine, they don't just build buildings, they build people. ABC can get you on the right path to a successful career in construction. Build your own path with ABC. For more information, email Sherry at ABC.